Hello, I'm Maximilian Kunkel, Chief Investment Officer, Global Family Office at UBS Global Wealth Management. Omicron is the latest addition to the WHO's designated variants of concern list, which currently includes Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and Delta. It remains to be seen whether it will change the economic narrative significantly. At this juncture, as we look at the year ahead, we expect a year of two halves. High inflation and growth accompanied by high levels of stimulus in the first half, giving way to lower inflation and growth along with moderately less stimulus in the second half. Given this, we approach 2022 with a positive stance on equities. We favour winners from global growth with relatively attractive valuations such as global financials, Japanese and Eurozone stocks, as well as US mid-caps. Slower growth over the course of 2022 should also start to benefit healthcare, which is attractively priced in our view and provides both defensive and structural growth characteristics. Low rates, yields and spreads speak in favour of a continued hunt for unconventional yield in areas such as private credit. Central banks won't reduce stimulus immediately, but will moderate at varying speeds. This should favour currencies like the US dollar versus the Swiss franc, the euro and the Japanese yen. Looking ahead, surging technological disruption and the net zero carbon transition are set to be the biggest investment trends of the decade. This brings opportunity in the ABCs of tech, AI, big data and cybersecurity, which we expect to grow faster than the rest of the technology sector, as well as in green tech and sustainable solutions, across both public and private markets. How are family offices across the globe positioning in this environment? First and foremost, they are concerned with the longer-term mix of assets in their portfolio. According to UBS Evidence Lab, 67% are revisiting their strategic asset allocation considering monetary and fiscal policies. More tactically, despite concerns about rising inflation, elevated valuations and COVID variants, the majority does not plan to reduce risk, with 41% even planning to take on more risk in the next 3 months. 41% plan to increase their allocation to private equity in the near term, while regionally, more than half expect Chinese equities to outperform global equities in 2022. Thank you for listening.